Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Creed Humphrey's really pissing me. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I heard him in the promo.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's really struggled snapping the ball.
He's been fine this year. He's got the snaps figured. Like, we talked briefly about it the other day.
I was totally kidding, by
the
way.
I know. No, yeah. I know you were. But the offensive line has been really good. I mean, Creed had the snap issues that we talked about last year, right? But, yeah, they're playing good on the offensive line. I don't even know who Josh Simmons is, which I love. Like, you don't even recognize that he's out there because he does such an awesome job.
I just thought he has that Brahma bull piercing. I wasn't expecting. Badass. What do they call that?
Septum?
Septum piercing.
Yeah, septum.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Septum piercing.
I feel like that would hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to think that
God,
cartilage?
No,
because if you had like a zit inside your nose,
oh, it's terribly.
And you didn't know it. You screamed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh ow.
You never had one, Mac?
That. Oh yeah.
Oh, you had it.
Oh yeah.
And you didn't know it, or
oh,
you
it
ever
hurts.
Had one in on your head.
Oh,
underneath
yeah,
your hair and you scratch it and you're like, you get that sucker?
Yeah.
Make you want to, you know?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know if this is crazy to me or not, and then we're going to get into this cheese stuff.
Yep.
California has passed a law that bans...
I love it.
...excessively loud commercials on streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Prime Video.
Thank you.
Starting July 1st, 2026, ads must match the average volume of the show or movie they accompany.
Good. It should be that way because we all know that anytime you're watching anything, it goes to commercial and it's like, no, selling you this! Holy crap! I mean, I was just watching the show that I could barely hear, and then the commercial comes on, and you're screaming at me.
That's incredible.
I love it. This should be a national law.
Say, let's get this going everywhere.
This does not just need to be California. You
from
know?
Now on, every time in the NFL game, when it's a third down, the PA announcer will have to match the volume.
Have you noticed it's going on at every building?
Yes.
have noticed it now. Every building is doing
they
something.
They do it in high school games, because I went to at least some of North versus South. Which, by the way, one of the plays in the game made SportsCenter's top 10. Yeah,
what?
Dude.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
South's
that's
quarterback's
sick.
A baller, and he had this receiver downfield, one-handed it, leap, catch, brought it in.
Oh, awesome.
The
that's
whole,
cool.
You knew this kid was on cloud nine. At least I would have been unbearable the rest of my senior year.
Hell yeah.
The entire crowd. Oh!
Yeah, right?
It was one of those, like, you don't see that very often, and it made the top 10 list on sports.
The worst part about that is though you're at a high school game and there's no replay. And, and so, because I've been doing that a lot now, you know, you see a great play and you look up. Like, we're all trained to immediately look up at the board to see the replay. And you're like, you're in high school. Did you see that play? No. Oh, there is no replay. I guess I just missed it.
And
it's in the ether. You never see it again, you know?
Right.
So that's the tough part about going to the high school games. You got to get a replay board out there, but, you know, obviously with the money and whatnot. So I get all that.
I
but
just see the play. Yeah, it was okay, it was good. Sick, dude.
I'm just still on California.
Shout out to
the volume.
Shout out to Aiden Wilhelm, the quarterback at South, and Wyatt Denny. That's the kid who caught it.
Okay,
sick play. Saw it live.
That's hype.
Yeah. Chiefs dynasty through 5 weeks. If you could bring back one person from the past to be on this team in the modern era, who would it be?
Well, it's person or thing that I came up with because for me, I want the clutch gene back. I want to be able to have the clutch gene back where we know that we can move the ball down the field and get those points at the end. Like with the 13-second game, I felt very confident. They were down with 16 seconds and three timeouts. And I wasn't really that confident in that team, you know, because I didn't feel like they had the ability to kick it through. Now, if Butker had been perfect on the year, maybe I would have been thinking differently. But I want that clutch gene back where you know, hey, no big deal. They're going to make that play, whether it's Chris Jones making a play, whether it's Harry Butker kicking the ball through the uprights, whether it's Travis and you know, Patrick connecting on a play, whether it's even Breshard Smith making a big-time play. I want to have that luxury of sitting back knowing, hey, they've got this clutch gene. So if I could bring that back from the last couple of years, I'm bringing back that clutch gene for this team.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 10-0 last year in one-score games?
11.
11-0 and 0-3 now. Yeah, now back to just a little more normal regression. We'll see that come back a little bit. That was the first time I really missed Rashee Rice in the last few weeks. That with the ball with 30 seconds left, 28 seconds left, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, 16, yeah. That's
talking about Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
When it hit Hollywood Brown on the shoulder pad? Yeah.
That's a good point, Mac. I didn't even think about that. Like, not having Rashee Rice, you know, kind of makes you not think about Rashee Rice, but I never went to that level of like, boy, if they had Rashee Rice, maybe they are in that
also,
field.
Why 100%. Isn't that Worthy making that route?
I think he was probably going deep to decoy
the safeties.
Yeah.
It looked like also, too, not to get nerdy, Hollywood Brown kind of flattened that route out, too. I would have assumed Rashee Rice probably would have gone straighter down the field as opposed. But anyway.
Also, without his head turned around.
We should have been in that effing position anyway, though, guys.
No,
we're
right.
Up 14-0.
Right.
Come on. We should have been in that position, right? But I understand what you're saying. That's a great point. I never, like, oh, I like that.
I was like, damn, okay, Rice would have changed that situation.
Yeah, so I didn't even think about that. That's good on you.
For me, I'd go Terrell Suggs, Melvin Ingram.
Oh,
like that mid-season addition of an edge rusher that provides some pop, some juice there. You know, it's not like he's wrecking games and changing everything, but those two guys provided some pressure, some much-needed help in the defensive line that I don't know if those teams win or go as far as they did without those additions, especially the Suggs.
Yeah, bring you back Frank Clark.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
There's multiple reasons why. One... He was able to get to pressure quarterbacks. Now, I know it was a lot of in the playoffs, but also, is there anybody on this team that has that sort of aura that Frank Clark had, right?
Swag.
Like how about that today, man? What's going through your mind right now?
Man, I'm a champion. That's all that matters. You know, I said it a few days ago that, you know, I wasn't going to let that happen. We put a mindset in our whole defense that we weren't going to let them run the ball on us. We knew the only way they was going to win the game was run the ball. The quarterback not good enough to win the game passing, and we exposed all that. Anytime you run for 80 yards, you call yourself the leading running back. They call themselves, they hype Henry up and do all this for him, man. Say what they're going to do to us. Say we the 26th ranked defense in the league. And all we do is continue to prove to them who the baddest motherfucking planet are.
You shut him down today. How did you guys do that?
Because we the baddest motherfucking in the planet.
Yeah, we need him back. He needs to come banging the drum.
I just need that spice, man. I need that badass. I need the guy that, you know, can kind of bring this team out and show that, because I don't know if we really have that.
No.
Got a lot of nice guys. You know, lean into the heel. Go be the bad people. Go, you know, when they won that back-to-back, you know, everyone said the Chiefs gaslighted their way there. No, they didn't.
Mm-mm.
They went 11-6, and you all thought they sucked, and they were done.
Right.
And then they put a Lombardi trophy on that Union Station stage and said, what's up?
What's up? Here, let's
and
do it again.
I want to see more of that. I want to see that sort of, you know, that guy, you know, that one that's going to be like, we came in here, we knocked their door down, and we took their blank. You know, that sort of stuff. The mink coat, that sort of attitude, that swagger back, you know, I want that back.
Yeah.
And instead of all I'm getting is, you know, guys lollygagging on the last play, guys bitching and moaning on the sideline about things not going right, us complaining about a right tackle that can't seem to stay online, and all this sort of stuff. I want that guy back that's just going to go out there and MF the mic and not give a rip about anything. Give me that sort of... Give me our balls back.
Yeah, you know right. I mean? Like Frank Clark, though, that's really good. Like, I, honest to God, I'd bring him in right now. Not to play, obviously, because he hasn't played in a couple of years, but to come in and give these guys a spark. Give them a pep talk. Give them like he did to me after that championship game, right, that James Palmer stole. I think when I look at that, you know, situation with Frank Clark, they don't have that guy right now that's going to get in there and just be that nasty dude that's going to, like, all right, guys,
nice.
Let's go.
Xavier Worthy's too nice. Mahomes will always be nice.
And you really want it on the defense.
You want it on the defense. You need it on the defense. Yeah. You have to have it on the defense. And really, you have to have it from a defensive lineman. Those are the guys in the trenches, right? Those are the nasty dudes that want to go in there and rip your face off. Those are the guys that are out there that are absolutely 100% the nastiest dudes on earth. I was listening to a story yesterday about Boomer Esiason being removed from a game and the backup going in, right? And the backup was, I don't even know who the guy was. It doesn't matter. And they were playing the Raiders, and Boomer said Howie Long stood up at the line of scrimmage and goes, "Who's Paperboy's in the game?" And the quarterback got shook, and they just got him. I mean, like it's stuff like that that we need back, where you're putting the fear of God. We'll talk to Sean Smith about that tomorrow, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. Yes. Hell, I'd bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Leader in the clubhouse on the text line, I got a message from Jeff as well. Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
A lot of people want Priest Holmes back, who just celebrated a birthday and banged the drum.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got a lot of Jared Allen, Derek Thomas, and Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Allen, kind of same line, right? Some swag.
But none of that was part of this dynasty, though.
No, not this era.
Yeah, this era of Chiefs football. One thing from this era of Chiefs football, this dynasty, that you could bring back, like something from 2018, something from 2022, whatever the case may be, something that we've had recently that we're just missing and lacking right now. And I like the Frank Clark selection a lot. It kind of goes along with getting that clutch gene, getting that swag back, getting that confidence back that you know you're going to beat that team's ass. Get that confidence back that no matter what the situation is, we're going to come through and we're going to win. They've had that, and it's the same players. Get that back.
Yeah, Honey Badger had that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Justin Reed kind of had that too.
Oh, for sure.
You had those guys come along at the perfect time. We need this year's, you know, Honey Badger. We need this year's Frank Clark. We need that guy on this team. It needs to. I would love it to be Chris Jones. I'd love it to be George Karlaftis. Maybe Nick Bolton is that guy.
Maybe Bolton, maybe.
I mean, but how much more can that guy do? My God, if he doesn't make a tackle, nobody does. I mean, that guy's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Coming up on the other side, speaking of a guy that's unbelievable, it's Ben Maller. He'll join us next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Missouri side 70 westbound, off again, on again, heavy from Lee Summit Road out past 40 Highway with an earlier accident now off to the shoulder. Belton 49 northbound getting pretty heavy. You hit delays past Cass Parkway. Stays very slow past Missouri 58. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, it's drama, drama, drama with this Bill Belichick situation. Yesterday was an epic day down in Chapel Hill. Where do you think this thing is going with Bill Belichick now at North Carolina or not at North Carolina?
Well, it's a wonderful story for our purposes. It's just great. This is a legend of our lifetimes. You know, you're only here for a short amount of time as, you know, as sports fans as we all are. This is one of the all-time greats. And to have it go this bad, this fast at North Carolina is – right now, Belichick, in my head, he's playing whack-a-mole. Like, he's trying to knock down a story over here on the left side, and then over on the right side there's another story, and then in the middle. So he's playing whack-a-mole with all this. But it's clear that there are people who are very powerful at North Carolina that have a major issue with Bill Belichick, and they're leaking this information. Like, they're weaponizing this information. And it's like, with any of these reports, if you wanted to do stories about Bill Belichick, you know, working behind the scenes, you could present Belichick in a positive light. But obviously, there are enough people that they've already fed up with Bill Belichick that they want him in the meat grinder, and he's in it. Like, he is in deep right now. And it's like, he's got to be making phone calls. I mean, in my head, I would think once it starts going down this road, it very rarely goes back. You'd have to imagine that he's making calls. He knows everybody. Get me out of here. I got to go somewhere else. Whether that's to hang out and be a barstool bro or to go hang out with Peyton Manning or something like that, he's got to find another gig. And I'm convinced he will. I mean, he's got the name. So even with his reputation, those TV people will hire Belichick. Sight unseen, they'll bring him in.
What about a soft landing as a coach like they're talking about, too? Do you see anything like that? Like, where's he going to softly land as a head coach or anything like that at this point of the season?
Well, the only move there, Bob, and you know this, too, is like Belichick knows all these owners. And And a lot of these owners are older guys. You know, they're older dudes. They like to, you know, go to cocktail parties. If Belichick could get a hold of them at the right time, right, and they're a couple of, you know, martinis into their night there, and he could say, I could go to your team, and my shtick doesn't work in college. But in the NFL, my roster got back, I won't even be the GM. I give me a little bit of better roster. And there's enough coaches already. Like, you look around, Cincinnati, right? Zach Taylor. Now, I don't know if you don't want that job right now if you're Belichick, but next year with Joe Burrow coming back and a top 10 pick in the draft, if you know, the Bengals stink, that's not a bad job, although they don't pay much. The Dolphins are going to get rid of Mike McDaniel. That's a job that's likely going to be opened up. So there's some opportunities, but it's like his age and with all the stuff around, he's really going to have to convince and use that. What I said on the overnight is the Svengali effect to sweet talk and brainwash one of these owners. And I wouldn't say the chance is zero. I would say it's less than 5%, but it's not zero because – you know, he knows everybody, and he does have some people that like him a lot. So he just has to find the right person.
Speaking of the right person, I think the right person in this situation would be a trophy. Ben ranked these three athletes that need a championship trophy in the most important of way: Aaron Judge, Josh Allen, Connor McDavid.
Well, I'm going to go Aaron Judge because the Yankees, to go 10 plus years, he's been with the Yankees. I think he came up in 2016, the end of 2016, and has played every year since. Like, to not win a championship, he's now in Don Mattingly, Dave Winfield territory. Like, you think of all the greats. You think of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jolton, Joe DiMaggio, Derek Jeter, all these guys. They all won multiple championships, most of them. And for him to not, even though he's got great stats, this year he played very well in the playoffs, for them not to win, I think Judge, because that's like, you're going to go into Monument Park someday, and he's getting older. He's past his athletic prime. I'd say he's at the very top. And then Josh Allen, I would put him behind Aaron Judge because Josh Allen has been really good for a number of years. And it feels like the Bills are always going to find a way to screw this thing up at the end. And then I put Connor McDavid, who's probably better than all those guys, last because it's hockey. So I put him last.
Fair point. You look at this Chiefs team. I'm sure you follow them. A lot of the national people, I ask you because you're West Coast, do you think the Chiefs will be fine, or do you think this is their epic downfall?
Yeah, so I don't think they'll be fine, meaning they're going to completely turn things around, but this has the vibe of like you know, 9-8, 10-7 type season where they get going, get cooking kind of late in the year. I'm like, they gave the game away. I mean, you guys, I'm sure, talked about it all week. The game in Jacksonville was embarrassing. That's not the way the Chiefs have played under Andy Reid in this era, this run where they've had all the success. That was very out of character for them to lose that game. And then, I mean, you look at it, and like, they played five games, and they've beaten two of the two worst teams they played, and then the better teams they played, they've lost to all three of them. So it's not a great sign. And now, because you lost to Jacksonville, a game I think we had all circled they were going to win. Now you have to make up for that by beating, whether it's Buffalo at Buffalo or the Lions this week. Like, you have to win one of those games to make up for that game. So now you put yourself behind the eight ball. But I still think there's enough there where they're going to end up winning, you know, 9 or 10 games. And is that going to be enough to get in the wild card? Well, I think we can all agree it's very wonky this year. Like, if you look at the conference standings, like, there's some weird things going on. Does anyone take the Colts seriously? No, but they played a bad division, so they play bad teams. And Buffalo's been, you know, close in a lot of these games. So, I mean, we're still in the feeling out part. But my point is, I think they'll win enough where we're going to go into the final couple weeks and they're going to be in the wild card conversation. And it's not like the Chargers or the Broncos have opened up a massive lead either. So it's still very competitive.
Well, and that's the thing, Ben, as we talk with Ben Maller, like, who's jumping out right now? We're 5 weeks into this NFL season. Obviously, we have Thursday night football tonight. But, like, there's not that dominating team out there that I'm saying, oh, yeah, they're the best team in the NFL or they're the best team in the AFC. It is all condensed. And that's why I'm looking at a Chiefs 2-3 record. I'm like, whatever, they're going to be just fine with all this. Like, is there a team that you're looking at right now in this league? You're like, okay, they are head and shoulders better than everybody else? Because I think everybody's got a wart.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of a lot of moles. There's a lot of warts. There's a lot of people that have body odor. I mean, there's a lot of that. And Indianapolis, we mentioned, they're kind of. I saw them in person. I actually was shocked because I've done so many monologues ripping Daniel Jones that he actually looked like he knew what he was doing. That upset me greatly that he looked like he knew what he was doing. It made me feel bad. But no, I don't take them seriously. Buffalo, their defense, to me is not a championship level defense. And so those are right now the top two seeds in the AFC. And in the NFC, I saw, you know, the 49ers. I don't really, they don't have Bosa. There's a lot missing there. Philadelphia's got internal issues. Yeah, I mean, Detroit has actually looked better than anybody recently. So I guess you'd say they're the one team. And they got off to the bad start against Green Bay, but since then they've really been cooking. But that's it. Other than that, I don't really see anybody.
When you look at the NFL and you look at all the teams, do you think Detroit is the best team in the NFL right now?
Well, as you know, Dusty, we do the show right now this morning. So yes, as of this morning. If you gave me $10,000 of funny money and put me in a sports book somewhere, I would say the Lions are the safest bet today. That I don't trust Buffalo. I don't, you know, some of these other. That being said, Dusty, I do have PTSD from watching Jared Goff with the Rams, and I still think he'll kill you in a big game. But as of right now, based on what they've done, the Lions are the ones that have impressed me the most.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Thursday Night Football, you mentioned that Eagles team a little bit. Two-hour players-only meeting with three players. And, I mean, like, the Philadelphia Eagles can either go to the left, which could be good, or they could go to the right, which could be a colossal dumpster fire. I'm rooting for the colossal dumpster fire. It was almost like they were waiting for a loss to vent to each other about things that they didn't like inside that operation. That looks like it's hanging on by a thread to me.
Yeah, it is one of my big pet peeves, Bob. I've ranted about it many, many times. The players-only meeting is one of the biggest nothing burgers that you could possibly have. And it's these guys hang out with each other all the time. They're on planes, trains, and automobiles. They're around each other all the time. It is the biggest, hey, we know, it's like we have to announce, we know we have a problem. So we're going to make it for the cameras and for the microphones. We'll be like, oh, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to. So it's like, you know, we work in radio. Every once in a while we have meetings. And every meeting I've ever been to, we all try to get out of the meeting as quickly as possible. I imagine the same things going on in a players only meeting. They're like, I got things to do. I got to post a TikTok video. Make this end, please. But yeah, the Phillies are teetering on the brink. The only thing they're great at is the tush push. That's it. If you look at, I was handicapping the game for Benny versus the Penny, which is on YouTube now, and I was handicapping. And it was like the Eagles are pretty average in the pass defense. They got smoked last week in the fourth quarter, something that almost never happened to them last year by the Broncos, who really didn't do much for three quarters and then just sliced them up in the fourth quarter. So they got issues. They're doing a tap dance right now, trying not to fall into Dante's Inferno.
And before we let you go, you didn't fall for the LeBron James like there's actually going to be something there, did you?
No, not only that, I was getting angry. This is how dumb people are. All right? I was getting angry emails, Bob. Well, you're a talk show host, and you didn't talk about it. Because I didn't talk about it the night before. Everyone was all – and I just had a feeling it was bull crap. And people got very upset with me. They were like, you're a fraud, you know. And I was like, oh, I felt so good when it was a commercial for booze. I felt like, oh. I didn't write back. I wanted to write back to these people, say, how'd you like your whiskey or whatever it was, Hennessy or whatever. So there you go. Wonderful.
And we appreciate the time. Enjoy the first day of the next 49 with nothing but football, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Love it, love it, love it. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. It's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty, where you can get the Ben Maller chicken tenders, Bob's Big Pretzel, and, of course, Dusty's. What can we give you? What do you want?
My name doesn't need to be on the menu. It doesn't go well with anything.
It doesn't? What about like Lycan's livers? So you could have like chicken livers?
No one wants
Dusty's
that.
Dips?
Dusty's dips, like a threesome of dips.
Yes.
So you get like a queso, a ranch, and a Chipotle something or other. I do like that. Dusty's dips, a trio of dips. Comes out on like a little board and whatnot, like Papa John's is doing with their pizza now. They got that garlic pesto one that looks really good.
Ooh, okay.
I do like Dusty's dips. I do. That is good.
Okay. I guess we're going with that. I don't know what my dips would be, but
What would be your three best dips?
Oh, gosh.
French onion's got to be up there, right?
Horseradish.
Oh.
You know, like a horsey sauce?
Oh, okay. But that's like, as a dip for a, like if they
well, I don't know
like,
what we're dipping.
All right, that's we're dipping fair. Vegetables, we're dipping dips. Pitas, we're dipping flatbreads, okay. We're dipping, you know.
Yeah.
If we're doing those three, I would give me a tzatziki.
Yeah, that's nice. A good one, yeah.
Give me like a garlicky pesto. Okay. Like I'm a bad dude when you put pesto in front of me. And then, I don't know, like the Landings Ranch is pretty good. Okay. But I'd probably go with like a nice. Like a cheese, like a spinaca dip.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Which is totally
Dusty's
random.
Dips.
There it is.
Coming
Dusty's.
Available. In
Dusty's living. Dips.
One word on those.
Good.
There we go.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Dusty's double-decker Dorito tacos.
Oh, I do like that one. That is good.
Dusty's daiquiri. I'm in with that.
Do people daiquiri much anymore, unless you're in Mexico on the beach?
That's what I say. I did if one, but that was it. Yep.
If I'm somewhere hot, like the lake, or if I'm at the beach.
Yeah, it's got to be the right, but you're not going into like you know, a bar on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, let's take a strawberry daiquiri.
Jay Beagley's yes. Dips, Skull Wintergreen, Mint, and Apple. From the 816.
Applejack, Jay. Get it.
Underrated cereal.
That Applejack Chaw back in the day. I know Binkley was all over that. Applejacks were good.
I took a chaw of Cherry Skull Chew when I was a freshman in high school. Turned white as a ghost and projectile vomited.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, it was called like cherry flavored.
Oh.
It tasted just like the medicine that you get, like those cough drops.
Yeah.
Those
oh.
And I accidentally swallowed it. And I was like, I don't feel so great. No. And this girl goes, you're extremely pale. And I was like, ah, move.
Yeah, that'll make you yak.
Oh, yeah, I've got a stomachache thinking about that. Ew.
Meatballs, Dusty's balls, Dusty's dumplings, Dusty's mountain oysters.
Dumplings are good.
Dusty's dumplings, that would be good. Yeah. Dusty's balls.
D's nuts.
All right, let's get over to the Royals. I don't know how much y'all got to talk about this. Dumping two of their assistant hitting coaches, that is. One word on the changes there.
Fine. You know, I know everybody wanted the main guy fired, but that wasn't going to happen. He's got a lot of respect from what I've been told inside the organization by the players and whatnot. So you had to make a change. So you got rid of the assistant hitting coaches, which, by the way, how many assistant hitting coaches does a team need? They got like rid of three guys or something like that.
Yeah, I confused because when I see moves like this, it makes me think that we're going to get rid of all of your friends. So step it up. And if you don't step it up,
then you're gone. Yeah.
So if it fails in the first 2 months of the season, we're just going to do the inevitable. Like, Zumwalt ain't the guy. He just ain't the guy. And they're going to go with him. But they're going to fire all of his friends first to let him know, you better do your job. Because if you don't, then you're gone. They're not going to go through a whole year of slouch hitting anymore. They're going to give him half a season. And then what? So confused would be my one word.
Chiefs, we talked about it earlier, first few weeks of the season. Running back, we need a running back. It's kind of changed now to defensive line. One word on the Chiefs trading for a defensive lineman. I've got a name, but let's just start there.
Well, I'm looking just at the position in general. You've got to upgrade that position. I would say a must right now. This defensive line just isn't giving you what you want. Now, I understand there's two rookies out there, and you're going to give them time, and maybe you're seeing improvement, and you think you can rely on them. But I would still go out and get some, you know, some reinforcements, if you will, for this defensive line. So the one word is kind of a need right now. Yeah, go.
My one word is you, Mac. It's Simmons. Go get Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee.
Yeah.
That guy kills us every time we play the Titans.
Well, you've got to start looking at those rosters, right? Cleveland now is trading everybody. I looked at their roster. There is nobody left that they're going to trade. Like, Myles Garrett, fine. We'll get Aaron Judge for the Royals. We'll get Myles Garrett for the Chiefs. Yeah. And we'll all be happy, right?
Is Cam Jordan happy in New Orleans?
A great question.
I bet he'd like to be on a championship
for about a week. Yeah. Cam Jordan has played longer than, I mean, I think Cam Jordan is still, he may be the last guy in the league that the Rams were in St. Louis type of thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I can't think of, I mean, he's awesome.
He's a great
player. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I would love that. Malcolm Kuntz is the guy the Raiders are thinking about trading. He's still got a good pressure rate, and he's young, 27 years old.
Yeah, it's Harold's brother.
That you said who's thinking about trading?
The Raiders.
You think they're going to trade him here?
Probably not. But, hey, we just saw the Browns and Bengals do the trade for the first time in history.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
It's pretty crazy. It's also pretty crazy. Victor Wembanyama got taller, now listed at 7'5". Some say that's not even tall enough. They say he grew 3 inches to 7'6". One word on his height increase.
Lie.
I don't think it's a lie.
You're a fully grown man. I mean, you're
21.
He's 21.
You still growing at 21 years
for
old,
sure,
though?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you really? Are you still getting taller at that age? Like, what time did the growth plate
stop? My brother grew 1.5 inches in college.
Maybe
from 5'7" to 5'9".
Maybe Wembanyama is just a growing boy.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
No, I think it's a lie. I mean, I don't buy any of the heights and weights. They just make things up these days. It have been for years.
Well, Michael Beasley was 7 foot tall in Manhattan, and then he got into the league and he was 6'6".
Yeah, exactly.
What happened? 3-on-3 is what happened. Yeah. One word is mesmerized. I mean, this guy is the future of the NBA, man. Like, he's NBA superstar. San Antonio gets another one. I'm excited to see him and Cooper Flagg duel it out in the NBA moving forward as the season is getting ready to start. Preseason games are happening.
They are.
So, yeah, it's mesmerizing, man, and he's just continuing to get taller.
It's insane.
Imagine when he gets that Giannis strength, if that ever happens.
If he ever gets any strength, though, that's the thing. He can't be Manute Bol. He's got to put on more weight, yeah.
I just saw him lower his shoulder and dunk on someone looking like Shaq and Kevin Durant in the same play. I think he's going to be pretty all right. His sister looks really good, too.
Let me ask you this real fast, total sidebar. Who's the coach of the Spurs now?
Damn it. Yeah, I can't remember.
Not that it matters, but okay. Anyway, move on.
Popovich is gone.
Yeah, he's
Popovich
gone.
Yeah. Yep. But no, sister was raining threes the other day. Eve Wembanyama. One word on David Ortiz after the Yankees lost.
Unacceptable.
Yankee lose.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other thing.
Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's do it again. The Yankees lose.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's funny, but based on his comments from the other night, man, like it's hard for me to look at David Ortiz anymore and, you know, get all the feels.
Mitch Johnson is the Spurs coach.
Who? Mitch Johnson? The guy I went to college with? Mitch Johnson?
He's got some questionable hair.
Tammy, did you know Mick Johnson was coaching the Spurs now?
Mitch.
He yells at the refs all the time.
Mitch, like the voice of the Chiefs.
Oh. Mitch Johnson, 38 years. Hey, Dusty, your age.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when you start to realize, what am I doing with my life? This guy's 38 in the NBA. And if I done, like, I look at that all the time. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this guy's how old? And I'm doing this and he's doing that. Well,
it sucks. I'm finally getting to the age that he's at. I'm like, oh, he's getting a little older. He's 27. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. My one word for Big Poppy would be perfect. Look, you build the set of how it is. It's A-Rod, Jeter, and Big Poppy.
Yeah.
The Yankees win. They're going to throw it in Big Poppy's face. The Red Sox win, Poppy's going to throw it in their face. And Yankees had their fun in that little wild card series. Mm-hmm. David Ortiz probably didn't have a lot of fun, so it merited that.
Yeah.
And it was him and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Good for Vlad Jr., man. Build your legacy.
Boy, oh boy, he's hitting over 600. That guy,
he can't get him out.
Have you seen anybody this hot ever in the playoff? I've never seen anything like this. This is Mahomes-like.
It's like Beltran when he was with the Astros.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, yeah.
Stop pitching to him.
That's the other thing. Why are you pitching? You see, they just walked Judge yesterday.
They didn't do it a lot. They do it a lot with that guy. Coming up next, it's Smash Your Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We'll be right back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Remember, you want to be caller number 6 today, because that's what week we're in the NFL, week 6, when you hear this sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah!
Yes!
Caller number 6 will get you a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf, and it's also sponsored by, here on Smash Your Pass, Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We started with a tough one, boys. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I'm going to do it, but Arby's, home of the beef, right? That's our place. They are offering steak nuggets at Arby's. You smashing or are you passing?
Well, I would think with this situation,
they look like burn ends.
I know they do, and I'll just be honest with you. I'm not going to go get them. I'm just not. You know, they could be the greatest thing in the world. I'm not going to Arby's to get the steak nuggets. So if somebody brings them in, I will try them. But I know who I am. I'm not going to Arby's and I'm not getting steak nuggets there. So I will pass. But again, if they're presented to me, then I will smash them.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I wouldn't go out of my way. But yeah, I would eat these for sure. I like Arby's.
Little side of horsey sauce?
Absolutely.
Little side of horsey sauce would be a good dipping sauce for this. Yeah.
That's like horseradish. geek.
That's like horseradish.
I don't know, because every time I go to Arby's, I get the same thing.
5 for $55? 5 for $5.55? No.
I just always get the big beef and ched, curly fries, side of nacho cheese.
Mac just popped up. He goes, what's 5 for $5.55? I could see it coming, right?
Yeah, the holy grail of college kids, man. Back in the day, Arby's, 5 for $5.55. Yep. You get 5 of these, like, certain menu items.
Yeah, 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5.
Or you do, like, 3 curly fries, 2 sandwiches. Yeah. Or you could do mozzarella sticks or the apple turnover. Or what is the...
Wow. I mean, that was eating back in the day, brother.
Yeah.
5 for $5.55.
That's incredible.
Like, oh, it was.
I'm still saying, I think, you know, everybody talks about inflation and prices going up and all that stuff. That just naturally happens. But for me, I'm not a fast food eater. But when I see the menus, I am still in sticker shock because I remember the Big Mac meal was $2.99.
Mm. The bean burrito used to be like 69 cents. You get a taco for 49 cents or you get a soft taco for 59 cents.
I mean, you could go to Taco Bell with a $5 bill and feed the family for a month.
Now you go to the $5, they give you like a Hawaiian freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's promo.
Order in the app, you'll get $5 tacos. Great.
The Dodgers, of course, the culinary chefs they have in their place will have, because they're going to continue to play this wild card series, 2-1 against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Dodgers will have wild card funnel cakes made with pistachio cream.
Oh, so it's the Dubai.
It looks like it. Pistachio cream, chocolate, toasted kataffi. I don't know if that's how you spell it or say it. Whipped cream, chocolate drizzle, and pistachios.
So it's a Dubai chocolate funnel cake is what essentially that is, right?
Looks smashable.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that looks absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, no, that is absolutely. Why don't they just call it is Dubai chocolate now trademarked and we can't do that? Just say this is a Dubai chocolate funnel cake and the kids will line up 6-7 deep and get that thing. Okay. Low key. No cap.
Full Riz today, Bob. Full Riz. The Cubs, they are offering a Korean dog for the postseason. See, I knew it. It's made with crunchy Korean corn dog.
There's no chance I'm going near this.
Sweet hot mustard, bacon, aioli, and chives.
And it's on a stick. It looks awful. Like, to me.
It's a super elevated corn dog.
Yeah.
This looks amazing. Smash.
Okay.
Smash City. Why aren't we smashing this?
Nah, I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in a fried hot dog with mayonnaise.
I'm pretty simple at a ball game. Dog, nachos, beer. That's really all I really care for at a baseball game. Plus, like, you got to get back to your seat with this thing. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you know that guy. Hey, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that taste like? Go get one, Daryl.
It's up there. The picture isn't even selling it for me.
It's very beautiful, but I don't know if I'm eating. There's no way I'm eating that.
No, I'm saying that. That picture's not doing it for it. I don't know. It's just too much.
Korean corn dog for the postseason. Pass. Max smashing, though. Moving along on Smasher Pass as we continue to go through the playoff edition food for baseball stadiums. This one is called, it's at the Dodgers Stadium. It says it pairs well with that pistachio cream funnel cake.
Yeah.
The Chicky Cherry Sandwich.
I love that, yeah.
We are all three smashing this. Yeah. I don't even need to read anymore just by looking at the picture. Well, but it is a crunchy cornflake fried chicken meets
chimichurri.
Yeah, I love chimichurri, man.
Tahini aioli, wow. Smashed avocado, cucumber salad, and a peppery arugula served on a toasted and Dodger logoed pressed bun.
That's an extra $3.50 to get the LA logo stamped on it.
You can keep the logo then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's located at field level section 23.
Yeah, they're not doing that all over the stadium.
The rich get this.
Yeah, I would absolutely smash that. I may go try to create that myself today.
Have you ever made chimichurri?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God, yes.
Make a steak and put some chimichurri
on
top.
There's nothing better. I go to Red Door Grill and I'll get the salmon salad, chimichurri on the side, no dressing. Ooh. I love their chimichurri. It is fantastic.
Dubai. That's what the text line said. Yeah. And then the last one, I think I'm just ordering this to have it. Arkansas versus Notre Dame offered hog wild cotton candy. It's literally a cotton candy that you normally get, but it's a pig's face.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's pink and white cotton candy, like, and the cheeks are white. It's awesome.
It's great.
100% getting that just to have it. Yeah.
That's where great. I don't mind when somebody goes, where'd you get that? Like, that's something you get when you have an annoying fan next to you that you know would go get it.
Oh, 100%.
Where'd you get that? It's over there across the stadium, section 238, row 12.
You better get over there. They only have a few left. Oh, I better get there.
I just want that to have it.
I would just do it for the Insta.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny.
That is absolutely what you do when, you know, people take pictures of their food and put them on the interwebs these days. Have you seen that trend that's happening these days?
Phone eats first.
You know, and so you gotta take a picture of that. That's one that you could put on your Instagram page. That's really cool. I like that.
I retweeted it, so if you want to see it, at Dusty Likens. The pig looks like it's been in my garage for
the pig
entire
is stoned.
Week.
Yeah. That pig is happy because it's about ready to get eaten.
Oh, man, that thing is hilarious.
I love it. Like, what can we do here? Can we do, like, a Slugger cotton candy or a Casey Wolf type of cotton candy? I think that'd be pretty good. That's fun. I love it.
816 says, I worked at Arby's for the 5 for 5. I have PTSD from all the bustles of football teams and cheer squads.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I remember doing the, you know, Division III football in Texas. Arby's was one of those places you stopped at. Yep.
I always got 3 beef and cheddars, a curly fry, and their mocha shake. That mocha shake, dude, that was dessert. And yes, I was in college. Yes, it was around 4:30 in the afternoon. Yes, you can fill in the rest. That was my Arby's order.
That's crazy you wasted one of those on a dessert. See, I would just either get the fries or the sandwiches.
I already had two sandwiches, 2 fries, and the mocha.
I guess you're forgetting I was 300 pounds. I had to keep that up.
I mean, I wasn't far behind you. If you were 300, I was 280.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! That's right. Caller number 6. Tell Mac that he's awesome.
Tell him
that you're happy that he's back. And then you have a chance at winning a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu, because that was Smash Your Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with 2 locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Coming up on the other side, you have to be right. You have a right to be frustrated with Chris Jones, but Mac's going to try to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring it back. We'll do that. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.